story time with Jazara the Savvy Diva, powered by Jafet. This is an audio collection of my thoughts, birthed from my weekly, sometimes daily Jazaraisms, which, by the way, are my own words of wisdom. The story time will reveal my thoughts and emotions, compressing them into stories relative to my weekly themed conversations with myself while getting through the day. I'll share thoughts that transpired into a topic where I may recall an event or experience in my life, whether past or present, that is reflective to my current state of mind. So sit back, sip some tea, or grab you a shot of Patron. Either way, enjoy Story Time with Savvy. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Story Time with your girl Jazara the Savvy Diva. And this is episode 2. This week's episode is about self-discovery and acceptance. Keeping in line with the chosen theme for the week of my weekly Jazaraisms, acceptance, self-discovery, and purpose brought me to write this. I'm not perfect. I'm just a talented writer who randomly rants and rumbles while holding my gift together by the seams of crumbled notebook pages next to my spilled wine. So here's a question I pose to you. How many of us know exactly who we are? And at any given moment, can drop a few words to describe exactly who we are. Whether you're standing in the checkout at the grocery store and someone asks you, who are you? What is your purpose in life? Or you're on the elevator, waiting to pitch your idea to that one person that possibly could change your life. And you rehearsed it in the mirror for several days, so you're ready. What is your purpose? Now, if you know it, how many of us have accepted it? Or fight to have others accept it. I think the older you get, the easier it is to accept your true self. Not the one your family or your friends or heck, even society insists that you should be. Sometimes we allow others to dictate what career we should choose, where we should live, who we should date or marry, and then we end up losing focus and drowning out that inner voice that is directing our path. It has taken me many years to stand firm in who I am and what I want to become in life. I've known since I was 8 years old that I wanted to write, produce plays, write novels, write movies, and even be a part of a band, though I can't sing. But I would be the one rocking the microphone. Even with the passion brewing inside of me, I still went to college seeking a nursing degree because I was insistent that I wanted to save lives. I even became an EMT and a nursing assistant and a nail technician. You're probably scratching your head saying, nail technician, they don't save lives. Well, indeed they do. Think about it. A nail technician will carefully manicure those cuticles and put that best shade of pink, purple, or green on your nails to make you feel better about yourself, ultimately saving the day and enhancing your life. I tried many things while I pursued my degree. In hindsight, I probably should have redirected my focus many years before. But it was only until I injured my back while working at a nursing home that I decided the medical field just wasn't for me. So I changed my major and pursued journalism, freelance for a while, still without a real plan set in motion, but I was determined to discover my purpose. Do you know your purpose? Are you standing in it daily? We're all placed on this revolving planet called Earth for a reason. Sometimes we either haven't discovered what our purpose is, or we know what it is, but just really aren't ready to commit. Or perhaps we've discovered it and even accepted it, and now working hard to stand and exist in it. Whatever phase you're in, there will be hiccups, stumbles, and misguided paths while walking the journey. You'll most likely get bumped and bruised while discovering and committing to it. You see, I'm the latter. I know what my purpose is, and I'm fighting hard to accomplish it. While stumbling through dark paths, unforeseen circumstances, and the unlevel playing field of life that doesn't care what you've been assigned to do, Along the journey of my purpose, I would share my writing with people I trusted, and they would give me all kinds of praise, saying I should be in Hollywood, I should write a book, etc., etc. And through their recognition of what I possess, because I didn't possess it on my own, I didn't realize it on my own, I started to realize that I was a talented writer with a unique skill for storytelling through my words. So, I became a writing diva. Your girl, Jazara, the Savvy Diva. Filled with many dreams, hopes, ideas, passions, skills, talents, and of course, some hidden flaws. Here is the autobiography of Jazara, the Savvy Diva. Birth into a world of chaos, my spirit rose from the womb and hovered with the angels until breath was digested into my lungs. Then the bells rang loudly, announcing the arrival of a beauty, me. I'm that chick, moisturized with confidence, resilience, power, and faith. Built to outlast the toughest circumstances often created to block my predetermined destiny. I'm often like a raging bull, fearless and strapped with focus and determination, ringing from the bells of my horns. My horns, locked and pointed directly at the haters of my world. The fake ones who loosely use the term love and friendship. I'm pretty. Yes. Gorgeous indeed. I'm tagged with arrogance, conceit, but those who really know me can't deny that I'm a humble being that's sensitive as hell. Yes, I am a sensitive chick, flawed with the desire for perfection and straightforwardness with no chaser. I'm the lioness on the prowl to conquer success and will devour the naysayers who swallow double doses of the 40-ounce gallon of haterade whenever I mention dreams and possibilities, which often erupts the rise of Kiki, my alter ego. She's me. I'm she. 5 feet 3 inches tall, thick in the thighs, carrying the weight of a 150, give or take. She's glazed with caramel complexion and sits perched on her throne, staring at the world with her round apple eyes. Many have met her. She's swift with her comedic wit and intuitively precise in detecting a potential harmful scene. Kiki is the one who transforms from built-up anger. She's often summoned when her sweet little diva is unable to maintain poise and restraint when the violation occurs. Just as Lord Diva is backed into a tightly closed corner upon violation of her personal space, this is when that zone is scuffed and bruised by unsuspecting violators that may throw a word or two of insults, which Dainty Diva has no problem nonchalantly wiping off her little dainty brow. But Kiki is the Dainty Diva's protector. The one that will pop up and stretch the weakened skin of the sweet, dainty diva's skeletal frame when she no longer possesses the small ounce of testosterone that we women often keep clutched in our back pockets when the need to puff out our chests arises. Kiki always arrives the moment when I am burning up internally and my face reddens with warning signs of a massive explosion. All the early signs are prevalent to the deserving jackass who just insists on pushing every last button on my I'm not listening to your ass panel. But suddenly, one of the buttons jams and I actually pay attention to the last word that floats sporadically past my ears. And then, I reach the point of no return. Kiki words begin to slice any eardrums in close range to her path, and the ambiance in the room has now become a self-esteem bloodbath. Her bionic strength often cleans plaque off teeth, blackens eyes, and sometimes cures a slight nasal congestion. Kiki will sniff out every weakness on the deserving body and cut them down to a begging child seeking forgiveness. The deserving jackass that once stood tall while throwing insults now sits shamefully in a corner, speaking softly and seeking sympathy, as if their actions weren't the cause for the sudden cameo appearance. When the shift ends and I mentally return, I am often in awe at the looks of shock and amazement of my hidden transformation. I am not always pleased with Kiki's whirlwind of chaos, because the casualties of her war often leave children that pass by in the midst of the transformation afraid of Kiki's wrath, especially if they don't know what sent her ass flying in on her broomstick. At night, when the dust clears and my focus resets, I'm a Tasmanian angel perched above ignorance and arrogance that fuel my intuitive side to rise above the mess. I rise above it all when I channel my supreme being, who magnifies my true purpose. My destiny has been predetermined and is unchangeable. I am willed to speak my truths, which define me. But I am also funny, honest, strong-minded, optimistic, and sensitive to lies and nonsense. However, I can't be defined or labeled as normal or common. I'm tangled in a web of ordinary standards which my haters expect me to conform to their unwritten rules and guidelines established by this fleshly world of chaos. Oftentimes, I'm surrounded by conflict of which the socially brainwashed beings around me constantly try to hypnotize me into a socially induced coma, trying their best to define me as who they think I should be: traditional, tolerant, influenced, and gullible, everything and anything other than my true being. The end. Like I said, this week's Jazaraism was reflective of self-discovery and acceptance of who I am. And as I just laid it out for you, I accept who I am. And to remind you what that Jazaraism was, I wrote, "I'm not perfect. I'm just a talented writer who randomly rants and rumbles while holding my gift together by the seams of crumbled notebook pages next to my spilled wine." The end. So you see, listeners, I'm no saint. I sin. I'm flawed beyond my control. I drink, I cuss, and I even give a side eye to people more than once a day. But I am human. I'm lovable. I'm passionate about my gift and my creative energy. I know what my purpose is in life, and I accept it wholeheartedly. I'm not meant to be a slave to corporate America and devalue for my skills and expertise. I'm destined for entrepreneurship. You see, I'm Jazara the Savvy Diva, author, blogger, entrepreneur, and writer, destined to share my stories to the community, to teach, entertain, and empower them. I'm a hometown city girl with a big, big ego and a heart full of love. I love to talk and express my thoughts and opinions aloud, giving testimonial glimpses of my experiences and dysfunctional opinions. My humility is packed with a smile, a sigh, and sometimes a frown. Whether my days are long or my nights are short, I'm committed to communicating each and every one of my thoughts.
Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Storytime with Jazara the Savvy Diva. Maybe you had an aha moment and there was something you could relate to. If you need to come back later and listen to this episode again, you can find it on my blog at www.jafut.com/divablog. Be sure to comment by sharing your thoughts, and don't forget, share it with a friend. Also, follow me on Instagram for a weekly dose of my Jazaraisms. And if you're not on the gram, then you can find my Jazaraisms on Facebook and Twitter. Catch me on all three under Jazara the Savvy Diva. Tune in next time for the next episode of Storytime with Jazara the Savvy Diva.